The Wall Street Journal NBC4 New York Marist poll reveals that Governor Cuomo is a strong early favorite to win re-election as he heads into 2014.
Cuomo beats all potential rivals at this point handily.
That's Dr. Lee Mieringoff, director of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion in Poughkeepsie.
Now, obviously, it's early and you're dealing with statewide name recognition playing a role in all this. But clearly, all signs at this point are directed at Cuomo and that he would be a likely candidate to win re-election for another four-year term. Now, looking down the road to 2016, that's a different matter. Should he decide to run for president, Hillary Clinton stands in his way as far as Democrats are concerned here in New York.
Back to the governor's race. Mieringoff points out that Cuomo leads all four potential candidates by at least 40 percentage points. The poll finds 23% of New York voters in favor of Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who's considering a run for governor, compared with 65% supporting Cuomo. The numbers are even better for Cuomo when he is pitted against Carl Paladino or Donald Trump, but lose one percentage point when matched against Capital District Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin. David Laska is a spokesman for the New York State Republican Party.
If the election were held today, I think the governor would do very well. He'd probably fail the re-election, but the election is not going to be held today. The election will be held in a year. And over the course of that year, New York Republicans will be hitting the airwaves, will be hitting the ground, will be hitting the newspapers very hard, making the point that this governor has really abdicated his responsibility to promote economic growth in New York State.
Mieringoff says the poll indicates a majority of registered voters in New York State approve of Cuomo's job performance, 52%, and he continues to be well-liked in the state.
You know, his approval rating is good. It's not as high as his father's was at this point when he was seeking re-election. Andrew Cuomo's numbers are better than George Pataki's were as he was facing re-election. But Cuomo's approval rating is decent. His favorability rating is very high. People think he's changing Albany for the better. And they think the state is headed in the right direction. So those are all the ingredients you need if you're an incumbent. Now, clearly, people are still worried about the economy, but they don't necessarily blame Cuomo for that.
He talks about where voters do place the blame.
They think a lot of the problems are, things that he inherited, and obviously economic matters are seen as being more national in scope, and they're not necessarily blaming the New York governor for the economic conditions. That still is an issue. Jobs is remains a concern. It's something he's going to have to deal with in his reelection campaign.
The state GOP's Laska says Cuomo's approval rating can be pared further.
And if you look at his job approval numbers, if you look a little deeper into the poll, you'll see that not only this Marist poll, but other recent polls have the governor hovering right around 50%. So he's definitely more vulnerable than people realize now. And once our eventual candidate, whether it's County Executive Astorino or somebody else, once that candidate really starts getting around and making the case, you're going to see some movement pretty quickly in those polls.
In the Wall Street Journal NBC4 New York Marist poll, Mieringoff says there is one leader who did not do well.
President Obama. And clearly in New York, his numbers have dropped from a 52% approval rating to a 40% approval rating.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.